What's up, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the Resilient Body Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Arnika, the not-so-typical chiropractor, and today I want to talk about C-section scars, okay? So this episode is inspired by moms who have come into my office with painful, numb, just extra sensitive C-section scars. And these moms range from anywhere between, I think one mom was in about the 4 to 5 month range postpartum, to a mom who was about 5 years postpartum, because like I've been telling people, postpartum is forever. So 5 years since her C-section delivery. And yes, I know the body's changed, you know, during that birth, but having a painful or sensitive C-section incision or scar may be common, but it's not normal. And there's different things that you can do. There's ways that you can help. And because of recently, I've just had a lot of moms coming in with this issue. And I'm actually finding that not because they came in with C-section, like specifically like, hey, my C-section is painful. It's because they came in with back pain or pelvic pain or hip pain. And the more conversation we have, it ends up at that C-section. So I really want to talk a little bit today about diving into exactly what a C-section or cesarean is, some things to work on that can help, and of course give you some movements that can help. So let's get started. I'm going to try so hard not to go on a rant, because I have been diving more into just women's health in general and like pelvic health. So as I've been doing that, I've also noticed that I've been asking more questions to my mom specifically about their deliveries or their pregnancies or their, you know, birth or their C-section scars. And the answers that I am getting back are blowing my mind, because there's been issues, whether it's back pain, hip pain, you know, the basic stuff that we've talked about. Some of them are having painful sex. Some of them haven't felt the same or got back to the activities or exercises they were doing since prior to their kids. And so it is not necessarily something they just bring up on their, you know, their initial visit. So I've definitely been more intentional about asking my moms more of these questions and seeing what else they have going on in their body. Because just like their recovery after birth, after the C-section is important, just like recovering their shoulder or the back. So I just want to make sure that it is all equal and on the same page. Okay, so let's start off a little bit about what exactly is a cesarean or a C-section, okay? So typically when you are giving birth, right, you would do it vaginally, or we have a C-section where they cut you open to take the baby out of your uterus. Something that, like I said, I'm trying to go on a rant, something that I feel like isn't explained to a lot of these moms is that this is a major abdominal surgery. In my opinion, it blows my mind, and I know that there's a time and place for everything, but it blows my mind as between, like, I have a few moms that are pregnant within my practice, but my wife being a doula, I'm, you know, around her clients, hearing about her clients, things like that, and something that's crazy to me, and even the questions that I've been asking my moms who are, you know, anywhere from years down the road, is that moms are getting more planned C-sections, and not necessarily because something's going on with the baby. Just like, hey, you're about 30 weeks. We're going to go ahead and plan it for this week. And they're not informing the mom how major the surgery is. They have to cut through 7 layers in order to get to your uterus to grab the baby. And then after, you know, we open you up with these 2 horizontal cuts, then we have to stitch you back together. So now those 7 layers have to come back together. And typically there's a couple ways that they close you up, whether that's with stitches, whether that's sutured. Sometimes it's glue. Sometimes it's a combination. So it really just depends on the doctor, I'm assuming. But they have to stitch up and close 7 layers of your tissue. And then you're sent home, told to rest for 8 weeks, which, one, we got to move. We got to carry a baby. And sometimes it's not even taken consideration if you have other kids at home. Like, you're going to have to lift some stuff. But you're sent home for 8 weeks. Maybe you come back for a checkup. They say it's okay. But your body hasn't felt the same. Your C-section feels kind of painful or numb. Those were just a couple things that I got from patients within the last week. So, I know this is just a little bit base level when it comes to C-section, but I just want to make sure we hit the main points about what's having to be happen, how they have to close it up, how long that tissue healing is going to take. It's going to take longer than 8 weeks. And informing you that just because you didn't give birth vaginally doesn't mean that your pelvic floor isn't affected. One of the moms that I've been seeing who came in with the painful, like sensitive, numb area on a C-section scar was having some pelvis pain, some stuff going on her pubic bone. And she was unaware, like, I'm not really sure, like, I didn't, you know, push my baby out. And I'm like, just because you didn't push them out through the canal does not mean that your pelvic floor wasn't affected. It's still sitting at the bottom of everything that was carrying that baby. So everything is connected. And like I mentioned before, all those tissues have to come together. Some of those tissues run down to the pelvic floor, all the things. Now, because you now have that incision, you have to realize that now we have the scar. And there's going to be restrictions in that scar tissue, that tissue around that healing scar. And because of that, that's something that can lead to some of the back pain people are having, some of the pelvic pain that moms are having, maybe possibly some painful sex. And like we mentioned earlier, like a couple of our moms are experiencing a section of that incision where it feels numb, it feels painful, sensitive, it just feels fucking weird, and you don't want to touch it. Those things are something that should be addressed, something that can be addressed with the right plan. Lastly, something I want to bring up, and I'll just put this as like a little side note. Something else that can contribute, that scarring can contribute to, is something called a cesarean shelf. Not sure if you actually heard that term before, but I actually ran into a mom a couple years ago that was experiencing this. So what a cesarean shelf is, it's when our scar tissue, right, the adhesions around our scar tissue start to essentially puff out, and it can create a shelf over top of that incision, and it can be painful. Some women personally don't like how it looks. It can cause a little bit of insecurity, and that's just because those tissues have healed in this way that now those various layers of tissues along that scar, they adhere together, so they come together, and now the scar is kind of indented, and those tissues above it are now joined together and create this layer, the shelf. All right. So that's something else that could possibly be an issue and something that could be causing some of the back pain, pelvic pain, hip pain, all of those things. And that could be because, you know, we have some extra skin. That could be, like we said, because of the scar tissue. That can also have a combination if you've had, you know, a cesarean or a C-section and you also are experiencing some diastasis recti. So there are so many things that are connected to a C-section. So I feel like I've already spent the majority of time talking exactly what this is, and this is still just scratching the surface. But I really wanted you to understand, like, what is happening in your body when you have this C-section and how this is a long healing process, all right? And it can cause so many things. So let's move on to the next thing. I want to talk a little bit about things that you can work on to help your C-sections. These are some things that I have, you know, educated my patients on and what to do. First thing first, and this is exactly where we always start, is scar mobility. Now, I mentioned earlier that you're going to have some type of tissue restriction, right? Scar tissue adhesions possibly around where that scar is. Mostly on the top, but it can be anywhere. It can be anywhere. So what we really have to focus on is getting that scar as mobile as possible. Fascia surrounds everything in our body, and it should help our muscles, tissue, things glide past each other, slide and glide past each other, all right? Well, after we've been cut open, after we've been stitched up, the purpose in order to heal, right, things have to come together. But now we got this scar tissue, we got things that are restricting it, so we got to make sure that tissue is getting back to sliding and gliding. And the way that can help is by doing some type of scar mobility. Now, we do a lot of that stuff in the office with our patients, but when someone is having especially some numbness, some painful, weird feeling around their scars, I send them home with specific stuff to do, things that they can use from like their things around the house. So like some Q-tips, cotton balls, different things just have different feelings and textures, so they can start working on specifically around, not on, I give them specific instructions, but around that scar to help with some scar mobility, to help with some nerve things. And that's some stuff that we're going to give, that I give patients. I'll make sure that I find that video and I'll tag it in the episode notes about some of the C-section stuff that I have them do around their scar. All right. Second thing, we really have to reconnect to your core again. All right. And that's going to come by breathing. That's going to come by, over time progressively exposing you to more pressure. And when I say pressure, I mean being able to create what we call intra-abdominal pressure within our core, within our trunk. Being able to breathe in all 360 degrees and then be able to create pressure without causing pain, without holding our breath, and making sure that we create that pressure all the way around. Something that I feel like is a misstep between like our C-section or even some specifically for vaginal birth too, but like just for all moms between like birth and the next step or getting back into the gym or whatever their moving activity is making sure that they don't have that breathing and pressure and been able to pressurize their trunk. And when they can't do that, that's the stuff that leads to some diastasis recti. Those are some things that lead to some like leaking and peeing our pants and not being able to fully empty our bladder and all those things. So we have to start not after the scar mobility, we have to move on to breathing and being able to create pressure within our system without causing us any other issues. Super important. Super important. Third thing, there's a reason why you walk with your right foot and your left hand. All right. We do our opposite foot, opposite arm. And that's because we have like what we call these oblique slings. All right. We have fascia that connects our muscles from like the top. I'm over here moving my arm like you guys can see me in this video. But it runs from like, say I'm used to talking about my left hand. It runs from like the back of my left hand across the left of my shoulder blade, making like this X across my body to my right glute and down the back of my leg. So things crisscross in the back and in the front of our body. Specifically, I'm focused on those oblique slings or the things that crisscross in our front. Like we mentioned before, we had to get cut open and then sewn back up. Well, some of those things that we cut through fascia, we cut through muscle, you know, not just skin. So now as these things are coming back healing, they now have restrictions. So now you may notice that it's a little bit harder to go into extension. It's harder, maybe even painful to rotate. It's because we have so much restriction going on around that scar that we don't have the ability to literally lengthen that tissue. And that's something that is super important to work on if you want to get back to a fully functioning, you know, body and doing everything you want to do. Okay. And lastly, that leads me to the next thing. We got to get back, kind of like a wrap up. We got to get back into moving our body and got to get back into moving in it functionally. Now, I do have a combination of moms. Some are people who, you know, have personal training. They're in the gym all the time. Some moms are kind of getting back into the workout routine, figuring out how it fits into their schedule. But they do a lot of stuff throughout the day, whether that's standing on their feet all day at work, coming home with multiple kids and having to chase them around, lift them up maybe, all the things. So we need to make sure that you are ready, that your body is ready to get back into whatever functional movement that you need in your daily life. The suckiest thing, and I've realized this the more moms that I talk to, is when they have some stuff, whether that's just, you know, I'll give an example. I'm not even going anywhere. I'll give an example. I had a mom, one of her favorite things of exercise, she did enjoy strength training, but one of her favorite forms of exercise, she had just got into the pole dancing scene, realizing how much it was, you know, how helpful it was to her core, her back, shoulders, all the things. So that was something that she was really into. She started building a community around that. She had a good chunk of friends there. She had her baby, and she's postpartum now, about 5 months. And she is kind of nervous, not kind of, she's nervous that she may not be able to get back into that environment again. She's nervous because she doesn't recognize her body. And she's like, the things that I was doing before, and even like while I had my baby inside of me, I'm scared of shit to do now. She straight up was like, I haven't even tried because I'm in so much pain on a day-to-day basis that I don't think I could do anything extra. And just hearing that broke my heart, to be quite honest, because we shouldn't feel like, man, well, I've had this baby, so my consequence, for lack of a better term, is now I have to live in this body feeling the way it does. There's so many things that we can do to change it. There's so many things. And I'm so glad that she stumbled into our office and that we were able to start her on a plan and honestly give her a hope to be like, no, we got a plan. This is where we're going to start. And it's going to take some time because it's already been this 4 or 5 month journey where we didn't have much, you know, healing, not a lot of healing going on. There was some healing, but not the healing that we want, as speedy as we want. So it's going to take some time. But with the right plan, we can definitely get you getting back to doing that pole dancing, to being with your community and lifting up your kid out the crib without pain, just literally rolling over in bed without pain. Just little things that are important to her. And I'm super excited that we can help her with that. So just to give a little recap, we talked a little bit about exactly what a C-section is, a cesarean. We talked about some things to work on, and I'm going to tag a couple of movements down in the episode notes for you to check out. One is definitely going to be that C-section kind of scar mobility massage video. Another is going to be some rotation and some breathing stuff. Like I said, we got to work on that mobility. We got to work on breathing and how to manage our own intra-abdominal pressure, okay? Sorry, I feel like I went on a rant. This was a little bit longer than normal, but I've had a lot of women coming into the office with C-section scars, and it's just over my brain to, like, how I have to help them. So, actually, that leads me to this. If you are someone listening to this episode and you are a mom who you noticed that your scar is still painful, it's still numb, it feels fucking weird on one side, like, there's something that we can do, and there's some things we can start to address it. If you're not ready to come to see me as an option, then at least, at the very least, check out the C-section scar massage video and start there. If you got any questions, my DMs are always open on Instagram. The link in the episode notes takes you to book a free consult call with me, and we could talk a little bit more about what you got going on, and if I'm a good fit, and how I can help you, all right? As always, my goal is to help you move better, feel better, and be resilient. I'll holler at y'all in the next episode.